The North Wind and the Sun by Aesop. The North Wind and the Sun had a quarrel about which of them was the stronger. While they were disputing with much heat and bluster, a traveler passed along the road wrapped in a cloak. "Let us agree," said the Sun, "that he is the stronger who can strip the traveler of his cloak." "Ah, very well," growled the North Wind, and at once sent a cold, howling blast against the traveler. With the first gust of wind, the ends of the cloak whipped about the traveler's body. But he immediately wrapped it closely around him, and the harder the wind blew, the tighter he held to him. The North Wind tore angrily at the cloak, but all his efforts were in vain. Then the Sun began to shine. At first, his beams were gentle and in the pleasant warmth after the bitter cold of the North Wind. The traveler unfastened his cloak and let it hang loosely from his shoulders. The Sun's rays grew warmer and warmer. The man took off his cap and mopped his brow. At last, he became so heated that he pulled off his cloak, and to escape the blazing sunshine, threw himself down in the welcome shade of a tree by the roadside. So, children, let's learn that gentleness and kind persuasion win, where force and bluster fail. The Rainbow Fish by Marcus Pfister. Far out in the sea lived a fish, no ordinary fish, however. He was the most beautiful fish in the entire ocean. His scales shimmered with all the colors of the rainbow. The other fish liked his colorful scales and called him Rainbow Fish. "Come on, play with us, Rainbow Fish." But Rainbow Fish was proud and swam past them. A little blue fish swam along behind him.
"Rainbow Fish, wait for me. Please give me one of your glittering scales. They are so beautiful and you have got so many."
"Give you one of my scales? What are you thinking of?" cried Rainbow Fish. "Get away from me."
Shocked, the little blue fish swam away, and still exhausted, he told his friends about it. From then on, nobody wanted any more to do Rainbow Fish. They turned away when he swam past them. What use were Rainbow Fish's beautiful scales if they were no longer admired by anyone? Now, he was the loneliest fish in the entire ocean. "I'm so beautiful. Why doesn't anyone like me?" In a cave behind a coral reef lives the wise octopus, and perhaps he can help you, said a starfish. Rainbow Fish found a cave, and it was very dark here. He could hardly see anything. Then suddenly he saw two glowing eyes.
"I have been expecting you," said the octopus in a deep voice. "Listen to my advice. Give every fish one of your glittering scales. Then you may not be the most beautiful fish in the ocean, but you will be happy again." "Give away my scales, my beautiful glittering scales," thought Rainbow Fish, horrified. "Never. No. How could I be happy without them?" Suddenly he felt the light touch of a fin, and the little blue fish was back.
"Rainbow Fish, please don't be angry. Please give me one of your glittering scales, just a small one."
Rainbow Fish hesitated.
A very, very small scale, he thought. Why not? I will hardly miss it. Rainbow Fish carefully pulled off the very smallest of his glittering scales. Here, I'll give you this one. But now, leave me in peace.
Thank you very much, bubbled the little blue fish excitedly. You are kind, Rainbow Fish.
Rainbow Fish felt quite strange. The little blue fish darted through the water with his glittering scale. Soon, Rainbow Fish was surrounded by other fish. All of them wanted to have a glittering scale. Rainbow Fish shared out his scales and felt very happy.
Come on, Rainbow Fish, come and play with us, called the others.
I'm coming, said Rainbow Fish, and went happily with the other fish.
The end, kids. So, what do you think about our story tonight? Share with Miss Nobody, okay? So, be kind, be good always, no matter how situation is, okay? Good night.